Hey there, I'm Wendy Vaughn, sales success coach. Now, they call me the queen of predictable sales results. Well, because the easy formulas I share create sustainable, predictable results for my clients. And I am so glad that you've tuned in to today's episode of the Selling Made Easy Show, because, well, this show is all about inspiration, not just in demystifying the client getting process known as sales, but also in peering through the lens of guest entrepreneurs who are blazing their own trails. And those trails have probably included a few unexpected roadblocks, maybe even having to overcome fears or blocks about selling. Now, I believe everyone has their zone of genius, their superpower that's a gift to others, including you. Now, for me, after 22 years of outperforming my peers in sales results, well, it's almost an X-ray vision that I have when it comes to finding and fixing any sales blind spots within entrepreneurs that are unknowingly causing clients to slip away. And today I have two guests that I'm interviewing and so excited to talk with, and they each have different zones of genius. Now, one is her ability to think strategically and help people develop actionable plans to execute on that strategy so that they can meet their goals. And my other guest's zone of genius is her keen ability to bring the human element into running a business by coaching the leaders to become more self-aware and empathetic, resulting in them being extremely effective in their leadership roles. So I am super excited to introduce Roberta O'Keefe and Kathy Bush. Now, Roberta and Kathy are the owners of The Growth Coach of Greater Kansas City, and they offer group and one-on-one coaching for business owners, sales professionals, managers, management teams, and self-employed professionals. Now, the Growth Coach partners work with their clients to create lasting change in their professional and personal lives by helping them step back, see the bigger picture, evaluate the issues, create solutions, and stay accountable. Now, the Growth Coach also offers DISC personality assessments and emotional intelligence coaching. Well, welcome, Roberta and Kathy. I am so excited to have you as my guests today.
Hi, Wendy. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I got to tell you, I just love how you're helping people step back, take a look at what's going on in a way that, you know, obviously with your support, they're able to identify and break through any barriers so that they can achieve greater success in their professional and personal lives. So I can't wait to hear more about this and the work you're now doing.
That sounds great. Yes. We're excited to be here and tell you more about what we can do and how we help others.
Yeah, that's fantastic. And it's always top of mind question for me. It's always interesting, you know, those tipping points, those moments when. So Roberta and Kathy, or separately, exactly what was the inspiration or tipping points that prompted you both to start your own coaching practice?
Well, Wendy, Roberta and I worked together at a previous employer and did a lot of traveling together, got to know each other very well. We both had backgrounds in coaching and mentoring. And when COVID happened, unfortunately, or fortunately, as the case may be, there was a layoff and we were included in that layoff. I know there are a lot of people out there that can relate to that right now.
Yes.
We kept meeting for coffee and talking about what we wanted to do when we grew up. And we were both, unbeknownst to the other, looking at coaching opportunities and coaching franchises.
Wow. Interesting.
One day when we were meeting for tea, we started talking about it. And a couple of teas later decided, you know what, we need to do this together.
Ah, that is fantastic. I love that.
Yeah. So exciting.
Yeah. So you joined forces first while you were working together and had this camaraderie and obviously we're aligned in the focus, working for this other employer. And the pandemic has had a huge impact on so many people. And it sounds to me like it was that perfect opportunity though, for you to really spread your wings and, probably.
Sometimes you have to be shoved out of the nest.
Yeah, right, exactly. Okay, it's time. And you were already doing a lot of coaching within your previous role. So it was just a matter of now having full control over exactly what direction you wanted to go with this. So yeah, that is super exciting. So obviously this has been within the last couple of years that you've started your coaching practice. Now, has your business mission or vision evolved since that second cup of tea?
That's a great question. You know, actually, I think we have stayed on track as to what our full purpose is, and our full purpose is to serve and help other business owners achieve growth, mm-hmm. whether it's through understanding themselves a little bit more with emotional intelligence or leveraging the DISC assessment and their leadership skills and management skills, or it's through the more tactical, looking at their growth strategy, looking at their strategic plan, helping them understand their numbers, and helping them stay accountable to those goals that they have. So overall, the vision has stayed the same, but our specialties have kind of morphed into these two areas of strengths that we both have.
Mm-hmm. Okay, nice. And I should, maybe I'll identify then as almost like the mystery. Okay, whose zone of genius is whose? So Roberta, now you're the strategist, right? You are the, let's look at the plans, let's develop a strategy and let's execute and let's, achieve this. And then Kathy, now you're on the communication and the glue being the human side, the human element, the feelings and the compassion, right?
Correct.
Okay. And I can see how both of those really form such a great complement in terms of supporting business owners and leaders to hit their goals as a business and to be more effective in their roles and working with their team. So yeah, I love that. Now, go ahead.
I was just going to say, and I found that a lot of business owners may have a vision for where they want to be or what they wanted their business to look like. Mm-hmm. And then they have found that it doesn't look like that right now. And so we really help them kind of figure out if that's their, define their vision, and then let's build that plan to get there.
Right. Yeah. No, that makes a lot of sense. Definitely. So, besides the fact that you transition out of being employees unexpectedly, all of a sudden, right? It wasn't like this planning that had led you to that moment of resigning. Have there been any other big roadblocks that you've had to overcome along the way in building your coaching practice?
Well, like I mentioned before, sometimes you just need that shove out of the nest. And oddly enough, we were both kind of okay with the layoff, I think.
Oh, nice.
I think we both knew that we were meant to be doing something completely different.
Oh, good.
And the passion was already there. And then, the layoff just, like we said, pushed us out of the nest. Mm-hmm. I think like any other small business, just getting out there and getting your name out, doing tons of networking, trying to build that client base. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't even call it a roadblock. It's just the initial part of the startup phase.
Yeah, it's the ramp up.
Yeah. But the self-doubts and issues, we never really had that because again, the passion was already there. And when we came on board with the growth coach, they nicknamed us the dynamic duo. So
nice.
They all knew that the passion was there and that we were go-getters. So it's just a matter of getting out there and getting your name out there.
Mm-hmm. Right. Putting one foot in front of the other. And it is a process to get that done. So far, I haven't found any magic wand that shortens that. It's just the
hard work. Yeah.
Yeah. It does take a lot of work. So, and obviously Roberta and Kathy, you are both, this dynamic duo and experts at helping business people and professionals, identify what those barriers are that are holding them back from achieving, the bigger goals and the vision for that business and creating the actionable plans to then achieve those goals. But I'm curious, how do you feel about the client enrollment or the sales part of being in business. Now, this is a very different skill set. Do you have any challenges or frustrations with this important part of growing a successful business?
You know, that can be a struggle for a lot of people because it's putting yourself out there and being vulnerable. And the client enrollment, or what I would say prospecting process, is a challenge sometimes, but you need to get over that negativity by changing your mindset and thinking, how can I better serve somebody with the skills and talents that I have? Mm-hmm. And so networking has really helped me just become more comfortable with who I am as an entrepreneur versus who I was in corporate America. Mm-hmm. And that has helped tremendously. And surrounding myself with other entrepreneurs that have gone through the same self-doubts or the same struggles and have built that support system. And that's what we like to do for our clients as well.
Right.
And so, yeah. It's a struggle for some people to get out there and be, you know, put themselves out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The mindset shift is powerful in terms of just really how you're perceiving your role as a salesperson, right? And depending on what kind of baggage you have, you know, from your previous experiences, that all affects the mindset, but really shifting that in terms of coming from a place of service. And I take it to one next level. It's really fully supporting your potential client through their decision-making process, you know, because serving is what you do as part of your work, but it's supporting people in their assessing, determining if this is the right thing for them, you know, all the elements that come into what creates the, you know, the confidence and the clarity for a person to make that decision to say, yeah, this is exactly what we need in order for our company to reach that next level of success. So yeah, I love that perspective. Now, are there any areas though that are frustrating you or creating challenges within the sales process?
I'd say developing the relationship for both of us, I think is easy. And talking about our services and what we do, that's the easy part, knowing how we can help someone. For me, the struggle comes in with closing the sale and asking the client to take action. Mm-hmm. I'm really great at the talking part, but I'm hard. It's difficult for me to ask for the sale. It's just mm-hmm. not part of my personality type.
Right. No, I completely understand that. And you're definitely not alone in that. And, you know, coming from, you know, Kathy, you have that, just that understanding for the empathy and the compassion and the support and the communication aspects of things. So I can see where, you know, the last thing you want to do is come across pushy or, you know, make somebody feel uncomfortable, right? That's totally contrary to your whole beingness. So I'd love to provide you with a little bit of insight that will help you with that aspect of that important conversation.
We would love that.
Okay. So, and it's interesting because, you know, you have expertise that the person you're speaking with is lacking, right? You have the skills and a process and all sorts of things that you're bringing to the table where you can help your potential client really, you know, they're stuck. They're where they're at with their leadership skills or their business growth or, you know, their positioning in the marketplace. They're at this ceiling and they're getting in their own way, right? And so between the two of you, you're able to really clear the confusion and cut through the chaos and simplify and create that next clear step. So when you've had this great conversation and developed this rapport, as they call it, this relationship, then it just really comes down to stepping into your coaching role. And people, you know, are typically saying, oh, no, don't coach during the enrollment conversation. And that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying stepping into your coaching role, your mindset, and illuminate for them what's concerning you and what's keeping them from achieving what they really want to achieve. And it comes down to when you talk about the transition to, you know, your offer in terms of, okay, well, this is how we can fix that. I'm suggesting to continue that nice conversation in just simply saying, well, whatever the name is of your person you're speaking with, you know, Joe, it sounds to me like you want to accomplish this, but I'm understanding that, you know, these things are really not working well, or da 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 da. So I've got a proposal, or I've got a game plan that I think will support you in being able to achieve X and whatever it is they want to achieve. Would you like to hear about it? Would you like to hear my thoughts? And it's just simply, you know, in a business context, because business people are used to hearing a proposal, right? You know, and you don't have to create it and say, okay, I'll send you the proposal. Well, here's what I'm proposing. You can say it that way too. Here's what I'm proposing is that we da 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 da. And then you proceed to go into your offer, explaining the work that you do, how you can support them. And then after you've completed explaining all there is that you can do to help them achieve what they want to, you say, how is this sounding? Would you like to get started?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep.
It's just that continuing with that coaching kind of a mindset in terms of approaching this whole conversation very genuinely and compassionately.
I think you just said a really important word. You need to remain genuine, because if you're not, that comes across so quickly.
Yeah. And it's incongruent with you, right?
Right. You're exactly right.
Yeah. So you need to stay aligned with who you are. And that's one of the things that I love in working with my clients, is really tapping into and maintaining that authenticity, that who you are, and all the way through. And you don't just suddenly shift into this different kind of person because, oh, we're into the offer segment. You know, it continues with the, you know, well, this is what I'm proposing, Tom. I'm understanding that this is going on and this is going on. So Roberta and I have a process, da 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 da, and you explain how you work together, how you team up, how you support them. It's like, is this something that sounds good to you? Would you like to get started?
Yeah, no, I love it.
Yeah,
good advice.
Keep it easy. Keep it simple.
I have found that if you also maybe even add a story in there, story tell how you've helped somebody.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Well. Yeah, there's a whole lot that goes into prior to that is the entire conversation. And like I said, kind of at the beginning of this conversation specific to this, is really supporting your potential client in their decision-making process. And it comes down to a few key elements that are required in order to do that. So hopefully that helps shift your paradigm and mindset. And I would love to hear how that helps in your next conversation.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And, you know, what's interesting to me is we're obviously doing a lot of work through Zoom these days because of the pandemic. It has had such a huge impact on so many different levels of doing business. But also it's had an impact on businesses and leaders in them doing their work. And it's, in my mind, has created all sorts of new challenges. So I'm curious here, can you share maybe what has been the impact of the pandemic on the work that you do?
So I would say there's two things, and Kathy can talk to the second one, but number one, the way you do business. So what I mean by that is a lot of business owners that I've talked to and are helping have had to shift their way of thinking on how to manage new customers or how to get new customers because they've had to change their business model because of COVID. Mm-hmm. And then the second thing is around employee engagement and how do you engage a now virtual workforce? And Kathy can probably speak to more of that and what we've done for that.
When you talk about the DISC personality assessments, the DISC, that's the assessment that we use. I know there are a lot of great ones out there, but I prefer DISC because it's very easy to understand. Two of the four personality types are perfectly okay with not developing relationships. They're task-oriented in the work that they do. Mm-hmm. And two of the personality types are very relational. That, like, my personality type is the high I, and I'm all about relationship, which is why I love doing the part that I do. Mm-hmm. So you can have a manager who's one of those personality types that really doesn't need any contact with anybody. They are perfectly fine putting their head down, putting on their headphones and working all day and never talking to another human being. And they are happy as a clam.
Right.
And people tend to think that other people are like them and they're not.
Right.
And if you don't have that awareness and the awareness of people around you, you can have people out there that are working from home and are dying, not dying, literally dying, but struggling because they are not getting that same interaction that they used to. And they may not even realize it, that that's what the problem is, but they're withering away, and perhaps their bosses aren't aware enough to be engaging those people. And then they start to lose employees. So it becomes very expensive to the company when you're not taking culture and engagement into account.
Right. Oh boy, that makes so much sense. And I hadn't even thought of what you mentioned about a leader might not even realize that, you know, somebody is different or withering out there because they're not having that engaging, you know, dynamic cultural experience within the corporation now that they're working remotely. So,
right.
And going back to their way of doing business or their strategy around how you execute your business, that's one area around managing people that we look at in our program. And that's so important right now, is how businesses need to shift and do a shift in mindset and how they handle and manage people going forward.
Yeah, it is a completely different shift. And it isn't like, okay, the pandemic is almost over and we're going to get back. I think it has really recreated a new type of, approach to business.
New business model. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So the work that you do is really, really important because you provide that outside and a more of a, if you will, a holistic view, right? Yep. Holistically approaching their business. So yeah, it makes a lot of sense. So how do you work with business professionals and business leaders who want to, finally push past those limiting barriers that are holding them back in their business growth, or maybe their personal leadership growth? How do you work with them to create that lasting change? Can you share a little about your philosophy or your approach?
Sure. We work with clients both one-on-one, or we can coach in a group. It really just depends on what the client is comfortable with and what their goals are. But our basic approach for our coaching is based on the Growth Coach strategic business mindset. And we keep talking about changing mindsets. Mm-hmm. If you don't change you first, then nothing else is going to change.
Right.
You have to change your mindset. And I think you may have mentioned before, you have to get past those limiting beliefs. Mm-hmm. So we're teaching clients to think more strategically. And one thing I wanted to point out, because people get confused when you say you're a business coach, they go, what does that mean? Well, I can tell you what it doesn't mean. We're not consultants.
Okay.
We don't do a deep dive into the business like a consultant would, then give you a laundry list of things to do and then say, good luck, bye-bye, and walk away. We don't do that. We ask the right questions and guide business owners to develop a plan together. And then we hold them accountable to the changes that they need to make to achieve their goals. Change is hard for everybody. Developing habits is difficult. With a workout program, with a diet, with anything that you start, it needs to become a habit, and it does not happen overnight. You have to change that mindset. And so that's why we develop a relationship with our clients over a longer period of time so that they can make those changes, see some of the effects of them, and then it becomes concrete. It becomes a habit and it becomes something that they do all the time. But it takes time. When I work with a client doing the DISC assessments and with the emotional intelligence coaching, the first step again is self-awareness. You need to be aware of yourself, your purpose in life, what gets you motivated, why you react the way that you do to certain things, and what the personality types. All four of the personalities have different fears or things that they react to, and knowing that and having that insight can help you with your mindset.
Right.
You got to know yourself before you can move forward.
Yeah.
And we do host various workshops and webinars every month. We have time management webinars. We have strategic planning. I host an emotional intelligence workshop so that people can come and kind of see what we do in action and get a really good idea without, you know, signing up for the entire program.
Mm-hmm.
And our calendar on our website is updated every month, so people can come in and kind of get a taste of all the different things that we do and how we operate.
Nice. Yeah, that's great. Well, I just love your approach because I brought you into the show showcasing, right, your zones of genius and how you complement each other. And I love the dynamic duo that you've been given that title, because you really are a dynamic duo in terms of not only your go-getter approach, but just the dynamics between the two of you, the one bringing in this really keen understanding of the importance of the self-awareness and the clarity that you're helping these leaders gain about why they operate the way they do, why, you know, they're wiring, you know? And so when they have that clarity and realization that, oh, well, this is how I get triggered, or this is what creates my frustration. So how can I not do that? How can I start that shift? And, you know, that whole process of changing habits or changing automatic responses to things is huge. To just start at that point. And then Roberta bringing in the whole strategic business analysis and assessment and the game plan going forward, it just is really a lot of value that the both of you bring to the table and working together just to create that sense of holistic approach for business owners. So yeah. I love that.
I kind of liken it to Kathy is the nutritionist that helps the person from the inside out.
You're right.
And I'm the personal trainer that builds that plan for them and hold them accountable to execute.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah, that's a great analogy. Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, can you know, how do listeners, you know, learn more about you and your expertise and these workshops that you're doing? Is there a website or social platforms that I can send them to?
Absolutely. Our website is www.thegrowthcoachkc.com. And we do have a calendar out there. We've got a blog. We've got feedback form if you're interested in knowing more. You'll also see a list of all the various programs that we offer, everything from strategic business planning to team building and to how do you become a more high performance manager. So all that information's out there, and we both are out on LinkedIn. Okay. And we also have a Facebook page, The Growth Coach of Greater Kansas City, and also Eventbrite as well. Most of our events are on Eventbrite.
Okay. And now you do work beyond Greater Kansas City though, correct?
We do.
Are you focused specifically within that region?
So part of our franchise is that we are in Kansas City and we have a range where we can market to, but we do have clients that are all over the world.
Okay.
That come to us. So certainly there's opportunity there.
Okay, perfect. I just wanted to make sure I understood that. So yeah, so that is thegrowthcoachkc.com is your website. And sounds like there's a wealth of information that you have there, and the link to your calendar that shows the various workshops that you're producing and presenting, and as well as the programs that you offer. And then you also have a presence on LinkedIn and Facebook, and Facebook is The Growth Coach of Greater Kansas City, correct?
Yep.
All right. Fantastic. Well, I have to be honest with you here, Roberta and Kathy, it has just been so great listening to the two of you talk and share a lot of wisdom and golden nuggets already. But if I could tap on you one last time, in looking at your own experience, in, you know, transitioning out of your roles as employees and starting your own business, building your business, what's some advice that you can share with a frustrated entrepreneur who's maybe questioning their decision to have even started their own business, or they're doubting their ability to succeed?
The first thing that comes to mind, and this is something that everyone struggles with, including us, is you need to ask for help. Mm. You can't be afraid to ask for help. If you don't know how to do something, or if you're feeling stuck, reach out and talk to somebody. See who you could have surround yourself with strong people that other entrepreneurs that are successful, or who you want to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's huge. I love that, because it is sometimes one of these things we feel like if we ask for help, then that shows that we don't know what we're doing. But the truth is, you know, we're not born knowing how to start and run a business, right?
Right.
And they don't teach us that, generally speaking, in school. Maybe if you get an MBA, but I don't know. Starting and growing your own business is really typically a very unique experience for everybody, because of that inner, you know, like you talked about, Kathy, is a lot of the inner work that yep. is at play that needs to be worked through. And it's difficult to do that as an island. So yeah, great advice. Great advice.
We're coaches, but we have a coach.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. None of us knows everything, like you just said, but mm-hmm. you have to rely on a community. And we're fortunate. The Growth Coach is a franchise, and we have a network of coaches across the country and around the world. We get together every week and talk.
Nice.
So yeah. We've got have a support system, like Roberta said. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it also goes to needing a cheerleader. You need someone behind you to help you, cheer you on during those difficult times.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Absolutely. That is why I had this moment of inspiration to run this podcast, to host this podcast, because we all need those moments of inspiration and the cheerleaders. So yeah, well, Roberta and Kathy, it has just been so great hearing about your journeys from your work together within a corporation as peers. And then, you know, that unfortunate, but yet I guess it actually was a fortunate thing that occurred, and you both transitioned out of that role working for that corporation and spread your wings and are now doing this impactful work as growth coaches, helping professionals create lasting change by helping them step back, see the bigger picture, evaluate any issues that are going on, create solutions, and stay on track and accountable for achieving those big, exciting goals. So I've really enjoyed our conversation, and I want to thank you so much for being guests on my show today.
Thank you
for
so
having
much.
Us.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, for our listeners, you can reach Roberta O'Keefe and Kathy Bush through their website, and that is thegrowthcoachkc.com. And be sure to follow them on LinkedIn and Facebook. All right. Well, for all our listeners, remember, when it comes to building a business that brings you joy and has an endless flow of high-paying clients, well, don't overlook the power of compassionate selling, where you fully supported your potential client's decision-making process by activating the four psychological states needed for your potential clients to feel confident and excited about saying, yeah, this sounds great, let's do it. So are you 100% confident that you're fully supporting your potential clients? Well, if you're curious, reach out to me and apply for a sales blind spot coaching session. You may be surprised by what we discover. All right, well, this is Wendy Vaughn, Chief Paradigm Shifter and Sales Success Coach. And you can find me in our next podcast episode at predictablesalesresults.com. Well, thank you for tuning in to today's episode with Roberta O'Keefe and Kathy Bush. And as always, here's to your success.